Hi, Sonia.
Hi, hello.
Thank you so much for joining in today.
Thank you for inviting me.
I am super hyped to hear today because this topic, this topic we want to talk about. But first of all, I need to ask, how are you? How are the...
You're fine. We're good. We are happy.
I know it's not easy. And it's not easy for you during this lockdown because you're the teacher, you're the mom, you're everything all together. I'm sure that it's like a better bond between you and the boys right now.
Yes. Mm. But
right. Well, we thank God. What did you say?
I said, well, we thank God for life.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's it, sis.
Yes.
So first of all, thank you again for accepting my invite to be part of the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. So today we want to talk about abortion. Mm-hmm. I know that it's a very, very somehow type of topic. You know, it is very
sensitive. Our parents must not hear it.
Yes, they should not. I mean, they should not. Abortion is something that a whole lot of people frown out, especially the religious aspect and our parents, to be honest. I try to call them the vintage people, you know.
Yeah.
But right now, I feel like a lot of people are starting to accept that abortion is not normal, but sometimes it's actually necessary. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. I do agree.
Okay, so today... So today we're looking into the religious aspect and the moral aspect of abortion. And the impact, and the impact it had so fast in the world of we women.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes wish that men could actually do abortion so they could feel, you know, or even have periods?
So all those useless guys.
Don't let them hear you. All right. So today I want to focus more on playing out scenarios. What could have happened, or how could this have happened, or should this have happened, you know, because this topic is quite sensitive, and I'm going to come in from the direction of rape and teenage lifestyle and, you know, whatever it is that happened. So first of all, what do you understand by the word abortion?
Abortion to me means getting rid of a growth in your womb.
Yeah,
that's what I see it as.
Yeah, and you believe that it has its own risk, and for some people, no risk at all. You know.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Mm.
It's. I know. Growing up, my mom used to point. I mean, my mom. God, my mom. She would point at this girl around. She was living in our street. And I think the girl has really done a whole lot of abortions that people talk about it because of kind of doctors that she used, quack doctors. And then my mom would say, that girl has done too much abortion. She's very sure that she cannot have kids again. Like, my dear, that girl has 3 children right now and a very happy family.
That's true. That's very true. That's true.
Yeah. And then we see the ones that will just do abortion once and that's it.
It is true. You know, that's the funny thing about life, though. You never can tell about anything at all. I'll give myself for an example, right?
Yeah,
my parents must not hear this, but
your secret is safe with us.
I when I was younger, I had an abortion, and I was scared because of how, you know, everyone around me always used to say, if anybody has an abortion, they won't have it anymore. Even Nigerian movies, people scared about the whole thing. Do you understand? So now, when I got married earlier on, and I was always scared to tell my husband that I might not be able to have a kid anymore because of I had an abortion. So I was surprised when I took it. I was like, how is that even possible? So when you said that story about the girl in your area that got pregnant and had a lot of abortions and all that. That's the same thing that happened to me because I was scared I wouldn't have kids anymore.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, but now talking about, I like the fact that you use yourself as an example, and wow, I'm so glad I have you on the show. And I actually didn't see that coming, but because of what you said, I picked up a question in it. Yes, fear is a very big factor in most people's, you know, most people's lives, you know. And if you actually let's say, for example, you got married and you can't have children. At what point were you planning to tell your husband? Would you have told him?
Yes, I would have. But I told him, actually, when we were just friends.
Oh, okay.
So I thought he would forget about it. So I remember the time I missed my period and I was scared that I might be pregnant. And during that month, I didn't see my period. And the next month I saw my period, I was like, what's going on? So I used Google to search what was going on. I guess it was just an irregular stuff going on with my hormones.
Yeah, hormonal change.
Yeah. So my husband made a statement. I know you're scared because you feel like you're not going to be able to conceive or have children, but just have faith. That was what he told me. So here I am with two boys later.
Yeah, with two beautiful kids. And this is one thing that I try to tell people, that you can't compare yourself with another person. I know some girl then back then in school that, you know, she did an abortion and it was so bad that she can't actually have kids anymore. Because they had to remove some certain things, you know, maybe a womb or something, because the doctor that she went to forgot something inside of her and she almost died from it. So a lot of people have actually risked their life removing a child. But now my question is, do you think that if African parents were more calm with their female children, do you think that they would have been able to say, oh, look, mom, I took in. What's the solution? Do you think a proper African mom will say, ah, you must remove that pregnancy, or you know what, we're just going to keep it?
Yeah, I wish our parents, most parents, African parents, were more accepting about such situations happening or coming up. Like, let me use my cousin, for example. She took in, her mom is not your regular African mom, okay? She's this kind of mom that you could tell her anything.
Same.
And it's okay with her. She would talk you through the whole process and all of that. So when my cousin took in, everyone in the family, like, we all went crazy. Even myself. Yeah.
How old was she?
She was 15 as of then.
Oh, my God.
Yes, she was 15. And she took in for a guy whom was their tenant as of then. So the mom was mad, though, but she had to... She was drawn between listening to everyone in the family and risking her child's life to go through an abortion and keeping the baby. And I was glad she took the step of saying, you know what, this is my child and we would do what's best for her. And I'll be here for her through it all and all of that stuff. I was so impressed and I wish she was my mom at that point. I really respected her for taking the action, and it made me kind of wish our parents, like most African parents, were like her and not listen to everyone, because it would save a lot of lives. Because I was reading an article the other day that 47,000 women die from abortions in a year, and that's due to this whole religious thing, parents and all of that, the societal pressure and all of that. So, yeah.
What would they say about me syndrome?
Exactly.
You know, talking about religion, right? Religion has been a very big barrier when it comes to people making decision for their own body. Yes, abortion is considered a sin in the Bible. I don't know if I read my Bible to that point, but abortion is considered a sin in religion.
Yes.
Now, Do you think if the church had just accepted these people, because once a kid is pregnant, the church starts to look at you in a certain way, you know?
True.
If do you think if they've actually accepted these people, oh, you're pregnant, you can come to the church and be, and we just, you could just join a group and, you know, we'll take care of you and all of that. Do you think that all these teenagers going out there to abort their pregnancy, do you think the church will have been a better place for them to go to save themselves the trauma, the pain, you know?
Yes.
Or do you think that the church has just made it really worse for everyone, including married women who want to abort their pregnancy because either, you know, they're not ready or something?
Yeah. I think the church has made it worse, you know, especially this whole, I don't want to call names of churches, but you know, a lot of churches, especially in Nigeria, come to be very serious about this whole thing. Nigerian churches or pastors or whatever they call themselves in the house of the Lord, all make it seem like no one is above mistakes, forgetting that we are humans. You know, we're not perfect, you know, even in God's eyes, we're not perfect. Going back to the statement about the fear of you getting pregnant after having an abortion and all of that, and using the scenario where someone had an abortion and she has a child later, maybe she did several abortions and she had a child later, you know, when she gets married, or someone who has never had an abortion and can't even conceive, it makes me challenge these Christians or pastors or churches and makes me want to question them and ask them, do you really think you know God? Yeah, because
preach it, please.
Yeah, because it makes me wonder, like, is God really looking at this whole thing from our perspective of what we think we understand what he's thinking or something like that? Like, most of these Christians feel like they know God, but we don't really know God. The Bible is just there as a guidance, like a guide for you to live a good life, but it didn't say we're going to be perfect.
Preach it, sis.
So so yes, I feel like the church, they are kind of like the whole trigger to this whole thing. They are not helping teenagers, they're not helping women, they're always against women and a lot of things that concern us women. And it feels wrong. I feel like if they could be more open to say, okay, we are your sanctuary, come to us even when the world rejects you, I think the world would be a better place. And a lot of things that are happening would not be happening.
Not happening. Wow, that you are right. You are really right there. I thought about it over and over again. Like, I had to play the scenario in my head a billion times. Like, if the church can be more them and very honest with people and say, come, it's the house of the Lord. God said, come as you are. That's what I grew up in. So if I'm in trouble, why can't I run to the church? Why do I have to run away from the church? Because because they're going to criticize me. But then here is me. I want to play this scene to you right now.
Yeah.
A woman who has been barren, or let's say, I don't want to use the word barren. A woman who's been looking for a child for like 20 years. Got raped and took in. And would you advise her to keep the pregnancy? Would you advise her to remove the pregnancy?
A woman who has been barren, or?
Yeah, she's been looking for a child for 20 years.
Yeah.
And finally she got raped and she's pregnant. How would you play this out?
Oh my God. I would... Oh my goodness, that's a very tough question. Because, like, rape is deep. It is one thing that it takes years to heal from, like years and years of so much trauma, hate, and so much things going on inside you as a woman. And for someone who's been looking for a child, it's also traumatizing. Like, let's say, using our society, Nigeria, for example, a woman who hasn't given birth and she's looking for a child, and after all these years, you know how Nigeria be now, they'll start talking, you know, the whole societal thing about, ha, is that a, isn't all where she was going about? She will not stay one place in her husband's house. And she now went somewhere. They now raped her. You know, Nigerians don't take rape serious, if I'm to put it that way. So I would not advise her to keep that child, though, because in Nigeria, I almost want myself. Yes.
Wait, she's been waiting for a child for 20 years.
Except her husband tells her, except her husband tells her, we'll go through this whole process of healing and all of it together. Except she has that problem.
Okay, but do you think the problem will be the society and what they will say? Or do you think the problem will be the fact that she's going to be stigmatized having a kid of a rapist? Do you think that is going to be the issue?
Yes. Because of the kind of society in Nigeria is, like, people talk. And somehow you hear that talk. Do you understand? It takes a very strong person to be able to survive in a society like that.
Because
you've already gone through the whole trauma of your in-laws asking you, when would you give birth? Or what is wrong with her? Or calling her a witch, or wanting. Do you understand? Like, it's so many issues. And now it's gone. Let's say your husband tells the in-laws that it's because of you got raped. That's how you got that child. Ha!
No, but that would be a very foolish husband. A husband who goes out there to say, oh, my wife got raped, and that's how she got pregnant. That's a very foolish husband.
Okay, let's say now, let's just say, okay, let's say he didn't even say, he didn't even tell them, and they just, like, the whole thing was everywhere, like, everyone knew about it, that kind of thing. So even at that, whether he tells them or not, and they get to find out somehow, some way, or through news everywhere and all of that, it's still going to, like, she's still going to feel it. Because,
but you know what I think? So,
yeah.
I think the woman will want to keep the baby. Let me tell you something about waiting for a child.
Okay.
You are blessed with two beautiful kids. And I thank God for them every day whenever I pray.
Yes.
Now, this woman has been, for 20 years, every time her period is coming, she starts feeling like some pregnancy. You know, sometimes when a period is coming, we feel like nauseous, headaches, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes even morning sickness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This woman has experienced this anticipation for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And finally, I'm not going to say God blessed her, but situation came and someone raped her and she got pregnant after 20 years. Do you actually think she want to abort that pregnancy? I think the woman would not want to abort the pregnancy.
Yeah, I think she would have aborted more, but
yeah.
And I can see that her husband doesn't know about it.
Unless her husband doesn't know about it. Even if the husband knows about it, so what? They've been waiting for a kid for 20 years. What if the husband is even the problem and not her? Did we even think about that?
That's true, though.
So when with the husband who is infertile, now say, oh, darling, they raped you. Sorry, you can't keep the pregnancy. No. And that would be a very selfish person if the woman really wants to keep the pregnancy.
True.
Imagine someone who can't give you a child. Finally, someone else comes to give you a child. They announce, you know, she can't keep the baby. Oh, well. anyway, let me ask you this other question, because I feel like you spoke so much on the religious aspect. Now I want to ask you this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know that some of our parents have regrets.
Yeah.
Because I know a friend of mine that she aborted a pregnancy, and that was because her dad was like a military guy. Man, this man was tough in every way. So she got pregnant for, you know, some guy like that, and she wanted to keep the pregnancy so bad, but because of the fear of her father, she could not keep the pregnancy, so she had to go and abort the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And then times went on, her sisters got married, and she's still not married. And one day her mom now told her that if she had kept that pregnancy, she'd be by now, her child would have been so years old and stuff. And how can you? I feel like African parents overdo things sometimes.
Yes,
they yes, do. It's a disgrace on them if their teenage daughter, you know, is pregnant. But why do they need to remind? Why does the mom need to remind her again and say, "Hey, if you had kept that pregnancy, a pregnancy that they were all against her keeping"? Why do African parents do that?
I really do not know. I just feel like, I don't know. I think like this whole parenting thing is just a circle in Nigeria. Mm. Because I feel like how they were treated when they were younger, they feel like they have to pass it on to us.
I really don't know
because I, for one, don't like the way Nigerian parents act in some certain issues. Now that I'm a parent, I try my best to be conscious of how I react to everything towards my kids, because I'll use my own self as an example. There are things my parents reacted to that now that I'm a mom, I felt like they shouldn't have reacted that way. And it made me withdraw from them. Do you understand? So I feel like Nigerian parents are just traumatized from their own parents.
and
they are not passing it on to us to traumatize our own children. But God is greater than them.
Oh, I know. And then also the one thing that I know that is very common in Nigeria is when we send kids to the university, and a lot of them tend to do abortion. Do you know that? Without their parents even.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them tend to do abortion without their parents knowing. And I think this fear thing has really eaten deep into us humans, right? That we don't even trust anyone. Now, this now goes into my own question, right? If there is a teenager right now that is scared of having a kid and comes to you and say, "Oh, Sunny, please, I want to abort a pregnancy and my parents will kill me," what would you advise this kid?
It's just like fornication. It's not right religiously. But it feels good if you love the person. And the same thing goes with abortion. It's not right, but if she feels like that her parents will disown her or she's scared of her fate, then I'll tell her, do it and don't let them know.
But now my question again is, do you think if a lot of teenagers have had, like, they're financially independent,
yeah,
do you think that they will be aborting their pregnancies?
Most of them will. Some of them will not. If I was like...
Wait, most of them will still abort the pregnancy despite the fact that they have their own money?
Yes.
Ah, wow.
I'm talking for my own person. I don't know about other people, right? But I'm just speaking for myself right now.
Yeah,
like,
But what I'm thinking is the fact that I think most people abort their pregnancy, not just because of fear of the parent. If they were financially okay, I think they would be able to say, you know what, it's my baby, I'm keeping it, it's my money, I'll be able to take care of this child.
Yes, but you do know that kids come with their own... Voila.
Oh God, sometimes I forget.
Well, let me say, if I was a teenage girl, right, when I was younger, let me put myself in that situation right now. Yes, I would keep the child if I really liked the dad. I would keep the baby if I liked the man that got me pregnant. But if I didn't really like him, I wouldn't keep the child.
So this has to do with emotions too. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, our time has really gone, but before we go, I'm going to ask you one last question. Okay. How would you advise a woman who have not had a kid in, like, let's say 20-25 years of her life, and finally she took in, and the doctors advised her that it's two things for her. It's either she gives birth to this baby prematurely and die, or abort the baby and leave? How would you advise such a woman?
Give birth to the baby prematurely. There are lots of medical or scientific...
No, I mean, and the woman would die.
Oh, she would die if she gives birth to the baby?
Let me rephrase my question. Let me rephrase my question for you.
Okay.
Okay. There is a woman.
Yeah.
She's been looking for a kid for years. And finally, she took in. And now she has a medical condition that if she gives birth to that child... let's say 7 months or I don't know how 9 months. Okay, 7 months.
Yeah.
And then she will have to die, but the baby will leave, or she can abort the pregnancy and she will leave. That's a tough one.
Wow. Well, if I like my life too much, I'm that woman. Carried out the child.
So you build that a generation. If they say, oh, this is the last straw of you, maybe you've done a lot of IVF and you know there's no other way, that's probably your last eggs or something, I don't know how it's done, so you rather leave and or do you not rather just throw out a generation and let your parents or some other people take care of the child? I'm just saying.
Well, it all depends on how my state is emotionally or mentally. I would, if I'm her, which I'm not, but if I'm in that situation, I would actually abort the child. I'm sorry, it sounds mean, but I would abort the child and just adopt a baby.
That works too. That works. Yes. But eventually we all die, right? I don't know whether you know that. We are going to die regardless. But I don't die that day. We're still going to die, you know, some other time. So, but anyway, it's been really fun talking to you.
Yes.
I've learned a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So, I'm hoping to have you back on the show on something, you know, more juicy. And I'm sorry about whatever you think it is that you've gone through in the past. And I'm glad that you are not letting that rule your life. Taken charge.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone out there can take charge like you have. A lot of people have done abortions and it has really messed up their life, their school of thoughts.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that...
One thing is, if you're going to do abortion, please, please, please go to the right doctors, because that's very important if you want to go through that whole process, because these days there are a lot of fakes and fake drugs and all of that out there. Do the right thing and make your research. That's my advice to anyone out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sonia. You guys have heard, go through the proper channel if you ever need to abort a child. If you don't have to, please don't. Children are blessing, like I say. If you can keep, wonderful. If you have good friends around you that can help you through the 9 months and a long time, that would be amazing. Trust me, if you have that kid will be a blessing.
Yes.
Today will be a blessing to you. Thank you, Sunny. Thank you so much for being part of this. I am so happy to have you. And I've learned a lot. Yeah, so say hi to the boys and hope to have you here again
soon. All right, love. Thank you so much.